Erev Shabbos, Parshas Va'era, Tavshin Samach Zayin.
We're used to thinking that the Dalet L'Shoynish Ge'ula, four expressions of Ge'ula, redemption, that Moshe Rabbeinu introduces to Klal Yisrael before he comes on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the Eser Makos, he tells Bnei Yisrael ahead of time these four Lashonos, Vayitzesi, Vayitzalti, Vigo'alti, Vilokachti. So we think that those four Lashonos are reserved for the night of Pesach, Leil Pesach by the Seder. They correspond to the Dalet Kaseis, four cups we have, as Chazal tell us, which correspond to these four Lashonos of Geula. And that's when we explain them, that's when we expound on them. But aside from Pesach, we don't think too much about the Dalet Lashonos of Geula. And really, this is a mistake, because we see from Chazal that these Lashonos of Geula are supposed to be cognizant of them quite often. How often?
Every day.
Every day. All day. How do we know this? Because we have a Rashi in the end of Parshas Shalach. In the end of Parshas Shalach, Terry tells us about the mitzvah of tzitzis. Darbel b'nei Yisrov amartal leyem v'asulam tzitzis. They should make tzitzis where? Al kanfei v'gdeyem. On the corners of their garments. That's where we make tzitzis. Al kanfei v'gdeyem. Says Rashi, second to last Rashi in the Parsha. Al kanfei v'gdeyem. Why on the corners of our garments do we make tzitzis? Keneged, this corresponds v'ese escham al kanfei nisharim. Shem says that I will take you on the wings of eagles. So kanfei means wings and kanfei means corners. So that's one connection already why we want to make tzitzis on the corners, corresponding to the eagle's wings. Rashi continues, Al arba kanfeis, we do it on the four corners. V'lei ba'ala shalesh, not if his garment only has three corners. V'lei ba'ala schamesh, if it has five. Keneged arba l'sheinah shel ge'ula. This corresponds to the Dalet L'Shoynos Shel Ge'ula. Shenebim Mitzrayim, Vayitzesi, Vayitzalti, Vigo'alti, Vilokachti. So here we have it. Rashi says the reason why we have four tzitzis on the four corners of our beged is for the four L'Shoynos Shel Ge'ula. So obviously, there's a connection in tzitzis, first of all, to Ge'ula itself. Because if you compare, if you're putting it on the corner, as we could have had a garment when we put it somewhere else on the garment. We put it on the knaf, on the corner, because that already reminds us of the kanfei nisharim. Going out of Mitzrayim, al kanfei nisharim, which the geula asid will be the same, we'll go out on kanfei nisharim, we're promised. And secondly, this is supposed to be a reminder, a constant reminder of the Dalet L'Shoynos Shel Ge'ula, these four expressions of geula that Moshe Rabbeinu already told us in Mitzrayim. We're supposed to think about this every second of the day when we wear our tzitzis, the Dalet kanfeis. So this needs to be explained. First of all, when we say Dalet L'Shoynos Shel Ge'ula, it means there were four ge'ulos. It means there were four steps of redemption. There was a v'hitzeisi eschem itachas sivlis Mitzrayim, and then there was, that itself was a redemption of sorts. And then there was, v'hitzalti eschem yavoidosam, v'gualti eschem Mitzrayim netuya, and now we can understand the hardship stopped, they didn't have to work anymore, and it was only after that that they saw the Mitzrayim netuya shvatim gedalim, they saw the miraculous miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the makos, the plagues. And then was after that, v'lokachti eschem lilam, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out to Har Sinai to receive the Torah. There were levels and steps, different madrigas of Geula that Klal Yisrael went through. It's not four ways of saying the same thing, but it's four different Geulas that occurred in Mitzrayim. And if we ask ourselves, which one is the main Geula? Which one is the main lashon of Geula? Oh, well, we'll wait for Lenny to answer and then we'll... Which one is the main lashon of the Geula? So we would suggest that it's the first one. Now, first of all, because it's the first one. But not only is the first one, it's also the last one. Why? And then after that, before that, that's the fourth. And then, you will know that I'm Hashem. So that phrase is again repeated at the end. It will be from the civilized Mitzrayim. And then you have the other three Lashonis, and then it repeats itself. The truth is, you find throughout the Torah, throughout Chazal, what's it called? It's not called Geulas Mitzrayim. What's it called? Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hanoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher. Not Asher Goalti Chomiyaretz Mitzrayim. Hoitzeisicha. So the first lashon of Hoitzeisi Eschem Mitachas Mitzrayim seems to be the one that certainly the first Geula, and it started the Geula. It was the key to the subsequent Geulas of Vitzalti, Vigoalti, and Velokachti. So what does it mean, Hoitzeisi Eschem Mitachas civilized Mitzrayim? What does the word civilized mean? What's the definition of civilized? So if you look at an English translation, you'll find Vaitzeisi Eschem, and I will take you out, Mitachas civilized Mitzrayim, from under the burden of Egypt. Burden. Fine. What does civilized mean? You know, we have a word in Hebrew, savlanut. Yeah, what does savlanut mean? Patience. A better word for patience, in terms of a different description of savlanut, is tolerance, which is also a form of patience. But when one of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, he's seivel. He seivel us. It means he tolerates us, even though we keep on sinning, day in, day out. He seivel us, he tolerates us. That's what the Temer Devera says. The Sfasemes says that, Vaitzeisi Eschem Itachas Sivlois Mitzrayim, and as we were at a point, after the 210 years being in Mitzrayim, we were at a point where we were tolerating Mitzrayim. We were tolerating the immoral lifestyle of Mitzrayim. We were tolerating all of the decadence in Mitzrayim. We were civil that. We were okay with that. We got to a point where over time we got so used to it that we became accustomed to it. And it was not so disgusting to us anymore. It wasn't so repulsive. We became used to it. We became tolerant of the ways of Mitzrayim. So the first thing that Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell them is Vaitzeisi Eschem Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim. The first thing we have to do is take you out of this sivlois. Take you out of this state of being seivel Mitzrayim. Take you out of this state of being accustomed and being tolerant of being in Mitzrayim.
Are they tolerant of the ways of Mitzrayim, or are they tolerant of what they were doing to them in Mitzrayim?
No.
Because they're two separate things.
Right. They were not tolerant of being whipped. They were not tolerant of being slave-driven. This is true. But what they did become accustomed to, and we'll see how that happened, what they became accustomed to was the lifestyle and the moral standard in Mitzrayim. That they became used to. I'll read you the Lashon of the Sfasemes, where he says in the name of the Chedush Yaharim, his grandfather. Tachas Sivlois Mitzrayim, Pirish Shelo Yuchlu Lizboil Te'avas Mitzrayim. I will take you out, says Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take you out, Mitachas Sivlois, that you won't be able to be saved, the Te'avas Mitzrayim, all of the abominations of Mitzrayim, you won't be able to be saved. V'zeu Be'emes Tachlas HaGu'ulo Sh'ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu She'yotsu B'nei Yisrael Mikor HaBarzel. In a different year, he said, "Shelo yuchlu lizboil al kolponim tumas Mitzrayim umize bo ha-geula achakach." And it was the first geula, the first step of geula, which then could lead to v'hitzalti, v'goalti, v'lokachti. They couldn't expect to go out of Mitzrayim and go to Har Sinai to receive the Torah if there wouldn't be this first geula, and that is Vayitzeis Yeshem Mitachas Sivalos Mitzrayim. First, Baruch Hu had to make it, they would get out of this being civil, get out of this being tolerant, and being okay with their spiritual predicament. And the truth is, this is what Pare wanted to do. Pare tried to make it that there shouldn't be a geula. We know, when did the Shibud start? We spoke about this in Parshas Vayechi. Rashi, in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, says that, why is it a Parshas Stuma? It was when Yaakov Avinu died, then the Shibud started. And we asked, it wasn't until Yaakov died, it wasn't until after the Shvatim died, but it was 94 years later. So we explained that indeed, the fact that Pare was able to engage us in work, engage us into his society, and to assimilate the Jews was only after Yaakov Avinu died, the Shvatim died, and we lost that sense of what a Jew was really supposed to be. And that was the start, that was the beginning of the end, that was the beginning of the Shibud Mitzrayim. So Pare knew that that's when he can get us. When Yaakov died, when the Shvatim died, so Pare started giving us Havodas Perach. It wasn't Havodas Perach, back-breaking labor. It was more than that. It was to make us feel that we are not the highly regarded people that we should be. To make us lose our own chashivas in our own eyes. That's what Pare started doing. And that happened after Yaakov to the Shvatim died. Because Pare knew that if he makes us feel so low, Pare knew if he makes us feel that we are not chashuv, then he'll be able to get us into enjoying even, or certainly being tolerant of the lifestyle of Mitzrayim, and they knew from there will be no geula. And that's why it had to be Moshe Rabbeinu who comes on the scene finally, the first thing I have to do in order to get the other geulas, in order to be vitzalti v'go'alti v'lokachti, that could only happen if you're first intolerant of the golus that you're in. If you're intolerant of the spiritual golus that you're in, then you could have a physical golus from the avodasam and vilakati yatsach medi le'om. With this, you can understand another aspect of the parsha here, which is a little bit hard to understand. When Moshe and Aaron come to Pare for the first time, this is by Revi, Perek Zayin Pasuk Ches. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron lemi, ki yedaber aleichem Pare lemer tnu lechem moifes. When you go into Pare, he'll say, well, give me a sign of who you're coming on behalf of. Give me a sign of why you want me to send out this nation. Vayomer tel Aaron, tel Aaron kaches matcha, take your stick, v'hashek lefnei Pare yidasanen. Throw down the stick, it will turn into a snake. And they came in front of Pare, Vayashlech Aras Mateyu, he threw down his stick, and Vayila San, and it was a snake. No, that didn't faze Pare. Vayikra Gam Pare Lachachom Al Makashrim, he called his own magicians, his own sorcerers, and they did it too. The Medrash says he called 4 or 5 year old kids, and they did this trick also. So what's the point? Fekta Be'er Yosef. So what's the point of doing this? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that he's going to bring 4 and 5 year olds to do the same trick, and he's not going to be fazed by it, so what's the point of doing such a trick? He's not going to be impressed by it, so why do this, why go through this whole exercise of throwing the stick, turning into a snake, back into a stick? What's the point of it? So explains the Be'er Yosef with a different kasha. This is already the Rishonim ask, the Rambam, the Raiva, the Ramban, why is Pare in Mitzrayim guilty of enslaving the Jews for 210 years? And they get punished for that? And when Avraham Avinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Bris Bein HaBesorim that your children will be Yezaracha, they'll be strangers, Va'avodim, they'll be slaves, V'inu Yoysim, they'll be oppressed. And Hashem says, but don't worry, V'gamis HaGoy Asher Ya'avodu Don Anoichi. This is in back of Parshas Lech Lecha. I will also judge them, and they'll get their fair punishment. All the Rishonim ask, what do you think the punishment for? Because Baruch Hu wants this to happen. It's not their fault. Hashem wants this to happen. There's different answers given.
God has his own plan. And if Paro, let's say, enslave the Jews, do this, do that. Well, who said it's his, who says he's the one to do it?
Ah, good. Very good. That's a valid teretz. This is one of the Rishayim answered this teretz, that it, indeed, Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. But who said Pare and the Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim had to do it. Could have been somebody else. And that's like anything that happens, even though a person is, whatever happens to the person is coming to him, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it to happen, but who it happens through, that's a different story. Fine. But other Rishayim answered differently. And indeed, if Pare would have understood, and he knew that the Bnei Yisrael had to be enslaved, and he would have done just that, he would have enslaved us, and he would have even made us suffer to an extent, to a certain limit, that would have been fine, and these Rishayim understand he would not have been punished. However, Pare added his own. He added his own spice. And because he added to it, now Hashem says, oh, you added your own? You were supposed to be merely a shliach of me to carry out this punishment to Bnei Yisrael. You added to it, you get punished now. What's a mate? A mate is a stick in somebody's hand. The stick could only hit it as much as the person gives force to it. That's how much the stick can't hit on its own. The stick can't add any injury unless what the person hits with force. A snake, on the other hand, can harm on his own. And a snake has a mind of its own to bite, to put poison in the person. So right at the beginning of, before the Makkos are going to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe Rabbeinu and he's going to say, Pare is going to ask for a sign. Why am I going to get this punishment if I don't send out the Jews? I want you to give him this sign and tell him that you were supposed to be merely a shliach, a messenger to carry out this avdus and this inui to the Bnei Yisrael. That's a mate. You were supposed to be the stick in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands to just carry out exactly what was supposed to happen. But Vayil Asanin, you became a snake, and as you added to that, and when you added to that, that's why you're going to be punished. And that was the idea of the sign. It was to address to him right now and to explain to him, why are these makas coming? Because you were a snake instead of a stick. You added to this. And what did he add? The way we're explaining here, based on this Fasemis, what he added was that he made the Jews feel that they are really as low as the Mitzrayim. He made them lose their whole chashivas and understand what a Jew is. It's a Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He made them lose that. When Yaakov Avinu died, he knew, oh, now I can grab these Jews. Now I can make them feel that they're not really chashiv. And through that, they're not going to have a geula. And that it was added, that he gets punished for. If we understand... No, indeed, he wasn't trying to impress them, hey, look, I could do these fancy tricks. I could also do those fancy tricks. What he's trying to give them is the message of the stick and the snake. If we understand, Vayitzeis Yisrael mitachas sivlois Mitzrayim, based on this Fasemes, that it was really to take them out, to take Bnei Yisrael, the first step of Geula, or the first Geula in the four Geulas, is to first be intolerant of the gullus that they're in, be intolerant of their neighbors and the lifestyle that Mitzrayim was living. Then we understand another pasuk in the parsha. Perek Vav pasuk Tes. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Bnei Yisrael. Vayidaber Moshe Kenei Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu says these four lashonis. Right, the four lashonis are HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe to say to Bnei Yisrael. And Vayidaber Moshe Kenei Bnei Yisrael. Moshe does speak to Bnei Yisrael, and he says Vayitzeis Yitzal V'Gavrati V'Leishamu El Moshe. They didn't listen to Moshe. They didn't listen to Moshe. They just couldn't listen to him. What do you couldn't listen to him? Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm here to free you. I'm here to liberate you. They don't listen to him. They're not interested in listening to him. It doesn't make any sense. As a matter of fact, in Parsha Shemais, the first time Moshe Rabbeinu comes to them, this is in Perek Dalid, Pasik Lamed, Vayidaber Aharon Es Kol HaDvarim, Asher Dibar Hashem El Moshe, Vayas Ha'oysa Yisleina Ya'om, he did these signs in front of the Bnei Yisrael. Pasik Lamed Al, Vayame Na'om, they believed him. So over there they believed him, they believed that this Moshe Rabbeinu, who's going to be, he is the Savior for Klal Yisrael, he's coming on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they believed him. And all of a sudden, we come to the next parish, and he comes with even a more glamorous type of redemption. Vayitzeisi, Vitzalti, Vilgalti, Vilakachti, Leishom HaMoshe, we can't listen, we can't say Ruach, me avayda kasha, the work is too hard, we don't have a mind to think about it. we understand that this is what he was trying. The first step was, he was telling Klal Yisrael that you have to take the initiative. You have to take the first step of Geula. And that is, you have to be intolerant of being in Mitzrayim. You have to be intolerant of this Golus that you're in. If you're intolerant, if you go Amitacha civilize Mitzrayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could go to the next step of Bitzalti v'Galti v'Lakachti. And that, they said, you know, we're so sunk in over here. We're so used to it. We're influenced over these 210 years. We can't, Moshe Rabbeinu. We can't. We should change everything. We should be intolerant of this. Like, we don't think it's so bad anymore. And this was the challenge that Moshe Rabbeinu had. And before we conclude and how this ties into the parasha of Tzitzis, the many Svarim, Yisil Shisharim, and others in Space Action, and something the Rambam wrote, explained that Paroi is also a mashal for every person. Paroi in Mitzrayim is a mashal for every person. Every person has a Paroi in him. Every person has a Yetzirah in himself. And this Yetzirah, who's a Paroi, knows how he gets the Judas in. How does he get the Judas in? Well, the person feels he's Choshev. The person feels, listen, I'm a B'nei Avram Yisro Yaakov, I am a servant of Hashem. How could he sin? So the Yetzirah knows that. The Yetzirah, the Paroi inside every person, what does he do to the person? He says, you're not so great. You're not so, listen, yesterday you did that, so today you did a little bit more. And that's the trick of the Yetzirah. The Gemara in Sukkah says, until he gets the person to do the worst averus. He starts with small things because he knows he has to first put the person on a lower madrega. He has to first convince the person that he's not such a chash of a person. When he can get the person to feel that he's avoidas perach, that he's not such a great guy, then he gets the person to sin. And that's the trick, that's the armor we have to put up against the Yetzirah, the Pari in us. To never let down our guard, to always understand of how choshev we are. Of course, balancing that with being a balgaiva, but at the same time, understanding that we're generals in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's army, and therefore we never slip down. Why does Tzitzis give us this message on a constant basis? Because if we look in the Mishneh Berurah, at the beginning of Hilchas Tzitzis, in the Simen Ches, Mishneh Berurah is in Sifkatan Chav Vav. He's writing about the fact, he's lamenting about the fact that some people don't keep their tzitzis out on the outside. They put them into their pants. He's a loy daishim aliman and ayem mimaydech siv. First of all, they're ignoring the fact that it says reisim oisa, you should see the tzitzis, v'schardim es komitzvus Hashem, v'asidin liten es hadin alzeh. So we all know the excuse. What's the excuse why we don't wear our tzitzis out? Because holchim ben anachrim, when we go amongst goyim, we don't want to cause any eva, any animosity from the goyim, and therefore we're allowed to keep them covered. But he says, "Dai shi yasimu atzitzitz b'seich haknaf." Keep it in the knaf. And he's keep it in the corner. Tuck it in just to the corner. And as it should be discreet, but one should still be aware of the fact that he has tzitzis. So he says, V'omru chazal, hazor b'mitzvah tzitzis, zoyche v'roye p'nei ha-shechina. So much careful about tzitzis. He will be zoyche in the future to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu shechina. U'mashvim in ha-ksuvim. It's indicative from the psukim in Zechariah, which is a nevuah for the Asid. In Zechariah, which is replete with nevuahs for the Gu'ulo Asida, the final redemption, it's clear from the ksuvim, that ha-yehudim she-yesharu le'es keitz. Those Jews that will be around in the time of the final Geula, yu mitzuyonim b'mitzvazu. They will be outstanding in this mitzvah. K'maydechsev, as it says over there in Zechariah, it's in Perekhes, ubo asara anoshim yikol ashen es agayim, 10 non-Jews from the other nations, 10 people will come, v'chziku b'knafish yehudi, and 10 of them will come and hold a corner of everyone's, of each corner of the garment of the Jew. Vamr Chazal al Zedig Mar Chabe says, Kol Azor b'mitzvah tzitzis, someone is careful about tzitzis, Zeichu m'sham shalei shnei alaf m'shmei anoyes b'yes avodim. 2,800 servants will serve a person who is careful of the mitzvah tzitzis. Again, we see the connection of tzitzis to the geula. In other words, Tzitzis is supposed to be this, as the Sefer HaChinuch explains, tzitzis is supposed to be the uniform of a Jew. Tzitzis is the uniform, just like a general in the army. He has a uniform, so he knows who he is, that reminds him who he is, and therefore he will keep that chashivas in his own eyes, in his own mind, and will not do something he shouldn't do as a general in the army. So too this tzitzis, the tzitzis. The tzitzis on us is our beged, it's our uniform that we wear for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remind us of who we are. But more than reminding us on a regular basis who we are, it's to remind us also the four kanfes, the arba kanfes, to remind us that the first step that we have to do in order to get out of the galus is what? Is vahitzeisi eschem itachas sivleis mitzrayim. The first thing we have to do is the tzitzis have to remind us that we have to be intolerant of our state here in galus. If we're okay with the state of galus that we're in, we'll never get to the next levels of the geula. The first thing is we have to take the first initiative. We have to take the first step that we can't be civil anymore. We can't tolerate the spiritual decline that has gone in the world. And that we ourselves realize, you know, we're tolerant to this. We're okay of all of the things that we see in the world, all the things we hear in the world, all the things we do in the world based on the gullus that we're in. If we are tolerant of it, we never get to the first level of geula. When we become intolerant of it, if we're not savel it anymore, if we're not tolerant anymore, then we've already started. And the truth is, we only have to do a small amount. Because the Pasuk in Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk says, Sivlois is spelled over there without a Vav. Then Vitzalti, then Vilogigalti, then Vilokachti, Viadatem, Kiani Hashem Lekechem. After all of the next three steps of Geula, Hashem says, then you'll know, Kiani Hashem Lekechem, Moi Maitzi Eschem, that I will take you even further than that. Mitachas Sivlois Mitzrayim again, and there it's spelled with a Vav. And there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu who doesn't even expect us to be entirely intolerant of the situation that we're in. Just a little step, however. Chasar Vav. A little bit we have to be intolerant. Yes, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, like the spiritual decline of each and every one of us, has been going greater and greater and greater. How much more can we take already? If we take that first step, but we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're ready to go out of the civilized Mitzrayim. We're ready to go out of the spiritual gullus that we're in. We can't be civil anymore. We can't be tolerant of anymore. Then Hashem says, you're ready for the next steps of Geula. And then Hashem says, and then I will bring you back and be the Mamleches Kain and the Goy Kodesh that you were supposed to be. And then it will be Mitachas civilized Mitzrayim with the Vav. And that will be the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Geula Asida. We should be Zechariah.